Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrne, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrne Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed.
Several years ago, I wrote a commentary on a phenomenon ethologists refer to as Zugunruh. Zugunruh is a German word used to describe the restlessness and anxiety that animals, and particularly birds, experience during the migratory process. The origins of the word are simple. Zug refers to movement, and Unruh refers to anxiety or restlessness. If we stop and pay attention, most of us who live in temperate climates recognize these behaviors. What I didn't realize until yesterday was that these behaviors aren't necessarily limited to wild animals. They might even occur in human animals. For the past, several weeks, I've noticed that I've been waking up earlier than usual. That hasn't bothered me because I find it's easier to do work that requires greater concentration at that time. So there are a few distractions. Those of you who know me also know that I tend to be a list keeper. And if something shows up on my list for a given day, it will get done, or I'll die trying. Yesterday, it dawned on me that this is not necessarily the case at this time of year. I had my list. I knew exactly what I had to do in the office and what I had to do in the house and what I had to do outside the house. I fulfilled the bulk of my professional obligations before the sun came up. Once it got lighter, though, my schedule started to fall apart. I wasn't particularly anxious, but I was distracted. I was restless. So I finished writing a brief, heard the letter carrier arrive, and decided to go down to the kitchen and fix myself a cup of coffee. So I set up the coffee pot, popped a piece of bread into the toaster, and on my way to the door, stopped and looked at my list. First thing on my non-office, non-professional list was to make a quick run uptown and run multiple errands. I looked at the errands, I looked outside, and decided, nah, I'd put that off for another day. Then I put on my coat, and the dogs and I went outside. But as I walked down to get the mail, I happened to glance over at the suet feeder and realized it was empty. Not only was it empty, there were several hairy woodpeckers and chickadees on the branches of the apple tree looking at it, to me, in what appeared to be a forlorn manner. That instantly changed my mind about going uptown to run errands, because one of the errands on my list was to get suet. I got the mail, I came back up. Then I decided, rather than running the errands later in the day, which had been my original plan, I would run them right now. Only I wouldn't run them all. I would just run the essential ones, which basically boiled down to going to the supermarket to get the suet and a few other items. When I got back, the next thing on my list was to bring in wood. It was supposed to get cold last night, colder than the night before, and that was cold enough. I brought in 2 loads of wood, but they were very small loads of wood because I got distracted. I got distracted trying to figure out the sound of a bird that I had never heard before, and I couldn't find the bird. I stopped doing that and decided it was time to rake. And I raked some. It gave me an opportunity to try out my little leaf picker uppers. They're rather bizarre, I decided. I think they're supposed to look like ladybugs, but they look like ladybugs who have undergone some horrible radiation experiment. They have these large pointed fangs. I raked immediately in front of the house, and about that time the wind picked up. I found that disappointing and decided to come inside. And so it went for the rest of the day. When I sat down and tallied up what I had done during the day, it turned out to be a fair amount. But I never had the sense of that when I was doing it, because the restlessness was there. In terms of physiology, it makes sense. The mind-body, be it human or other animal body, is changing dramatically this time of year. There are all kinds of seasonal changes associated with hormones, neurochemicals, you name it. What I experienced isn't abnormal. It's not pathological. I don't need antidepressants. I could certainly do without that abomination known as the upcoming time change, let alone the second abomination known as the fiasco that passes for this year's presidential election. But it's not pathological. Once my mind-body makes the transition from summer to winter, things will settle down and I'll be as anal as I always was.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Katova Arts, www.katova.com.